Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Absolute Radio Country, I'm Balin. We got one of our favorite bands in the studio. Well, we got 2/6 of the band,
is that? Simplify it to 1/3.
1/3.
We'll call it 1/3.
1/3. I was never good with fractions. It's 49 Winchester. Hello, boys.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, really good. Welcome back. You guys basically live in the UK now.
I know. We might as well just start buying homes over here.
You're over here a lot, it seems, right? Does it feel like that to you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we love it over here. We're always glad to be over this way. It's a cool change of pace and a cool change of scenery, and we're always up for that. We love it.
My mama will be mad because I didn't have you introduce yourself. I forgot my manners. So please introduce yourself. Tell us what you do in the band.
Hey, Chase. I play the bass.
I'm Isaac, and I sing and I play guitar.
So we've talked about this before. First time I saw you boys back in my hometown, Bristol, Tennessee, playing on a freezing cold stage in a park at like Thanksgiving or something like that. Yep. And look at you now.
Yeah.
So what is it about the UK? Is it just you found a sweet... I mean, obviously, things are going great over in the States as well. But, you know, some artists, they'll be like, oh, things are going great in the States. Who cares about anything else? Let me build this up first. But it doesn't seem like that's been the case with you guys. You've been like dual processing.
Yeah. I mean, we've always kind of taken that approach to it. It feels good to plant your flag outside of your home turf. And all over the UK and all over Europe has been something, that fan base, that group of listeners has really latched on to what we've done since day one. And it's cool, man. It's cool to be able to spread our brand of country music across the globe, you know?
To me, and maybe it's just because, you know, I'm from where you guys are from, like, it sounds so kind of down home to me, and it sounds so specific. And obviously, I know that that stuff translates so well because music is universal and kind of all of that stuff. But, I mean, you guys, like, really translate, you know? Like, people here really dig in to what you guys are doing.
Yeah, I think there's something about what we do that's a little bit off the center line, and something that I think a lot of country listeners over here are just now getting the first taste of, you know what I mean? Stuff that leans a little bit off center. And I think that there's a group of listeners that's really, really responded to that and latched onto it. And it's really cool to see.
Wait, hold on. I feel naked. You guys both have glasses on.
Yeah, nice. Put on the shades.
Actually, this is much better.
It is.
Yeah.
It makes everything more comfortable.
Do you always wear sunglasses?
No, I mean, not when I sleep.
Do you wear an eye mask when you sleep?
No. I mean, I usually have on sunglasses if it's... if there's any sun in the sky left, yeah.
I got you. No, it does make my life a little bit better. So thank you for that. I'm gonna carry that forward.
Absolutely.
So I think we talked about this as well. Like Luke Combs wore a T-shirt of yours, and then suddenly everybody was like, hey, 49 Winchester. And then we had Luke on the show right after that, and I was saying, you know, obviously you know the impact you have when you wear a T-shirt. And he was kind of like, no, man, I was just wearing his T-shirt. But obviously it did have like a crazy effect on you guys, right? And then you came back and toured with him here.
Yeah, it did. I mean, that was our first indication that Luke even had a clue who we were. We actually saw it come through as a merch order.
Yeah, you said you packed it up, like in your living room.
Yeah, that was back when,
right?
Chase was still slinging all the merch that was getting sent out on orders and stuff. So, you know, that was when we were still just kind of coming out of that fledgling sort of baby band stage before we really took a big leap forward. And really that tour with Luke was a big part of what allowed us to take a big leap forward. You know, he gave us a platform to play across the UK and play across Europe in front of 20,000 people every night, and that's pretty impactful for a young band that's trying to sort of stake a claim in a new part of the world. You know.
So you know, Luke wore your shirt. Whose shirt would you wear? Like, which band T-shirt are you putting on right now to be photographed by TMZ? Coming out of Starbucks.
That's a good question. Man, our buddy Baker Blankenship. I love Baker.
Yeah,
he's a good friend of mine. He's a good kid. He's he's got a mind for it, and he writes songs that people can really relate to. So I think, you know, I'd be proud to rock some Bacon.
Yeah, we've been playing him on the station quite a bit. And are you sending him down and going, let me tell you, back in my day, you had to do 18 shows a day at C2C.
Back in my day. that's kind of the thing. And, you know, it is, for American acts coming over here for the first time, it's kind of a daunting thing. I mean, you arrive and you're absolutely just
destroyed,
killed. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're slammed. You're tired, and then you've got to get over here and hustle. And you're trying to make you're trying to make a profound impact on people on very little rest and with very little time to do it. So, I think it's been cool to sort of talk Europe with some of these younger bands and some of these younger artists. Talk UK stuff with them. Even like, you know, Wyatt Flores, you know, Wyatt's killing all over the place. He's absolutely taken over.
He's such a nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's the best.
He's really, really. And speaking of old Wyatt Flores, you guys have a tour. So UK tour just been announced. Wyatt Flores in support. It's happening in October. You've got quite a few dates on this. Some of our favorite cities: Glasgow, Manchester, Leeds, Birmingham, London, Bristol, Belfast, Dublin. These are all places you've been before, I think, right?
I think Leeds might be new.
Okay. Leeds is a real music city. You'll love it.
Yeah, there's, I think Leeds is new. Yeah. Have we done Birmingham before?
Yeah, I think so.
I have.
Headline show.
Yeah. So surprisingly, we're quite well traveled in the UK now.
Yeah.
It's cool to be ticking off all these cities and seeing new stuff.
And but also, you know, it must be so heartening to see how your impact has grown every time you come back, because these will be bigger venues and, you know, it's a bigger tour and all of that.
Yeah, very much so. That's been a real feather in our cap, and something that we're really, really proud of is the way that our presence over here has grown. You know, from the first run that we did to now, it's really grown a lot. Now it's gotten to the point where we're selling as many or more tickets in most of our UK markets and markets over in Europe than we are in the States. So it's cool to really feel like it's coming into its own in a big way.
When you go over to Europe, to the mainland, do you have a favorite city over there?
I love Oslo.
Yeah,
Oslo
is
nice.
It's a good way of life.
It is. The culture's cool. I love their architecture. I love their design. I love all the clean lines and the simplicity and I like that Scandinavian vibe.
Yeah. It's like minimalist, but still super warm and cozy.
I was also really fond of Berlin on this first date on the C2C run.
Yeah.
It was cool. That was our first time in Berlin. We had done some stuff in Germany before, but not in Berlin.
Oh, right. Okay. And it's really big, isn't it, Berlin?
It is. It's big.
It's surprisingly
busy
big.
And bustling, but we were trying to sort of drink off the jet lag there that first day.
How did that work for you?
We had a lot of fun.
I'm not sure that's the way to get over
work.
Jet lag.
It didn't work in terms of the jet lag, but it did work in terms of the fun.
Well, so, there you go. Yeah. Always a pleasure to see you guys. UK tour with 49 Winchester and Wyatt Flores happening in October, and no doubt we'll see you when you come back for that.
Absolutely.
All right, see you guys.
The Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.